The existential longing at the core of each of our souls, just that place, which is to experience the love of the divine in this lifetime, whether we know it or not, whether we're conscious of it or not. The existential longing at the core of the soul is to be loved, to be loved, to be with the beloved, to be loved, the belonging of belonging in love. And this longing, this core existential longing, is what roots us in the meaning of existence itself. So without the experience of love, being loved, then we can feel very uneasy with life. We can feel like there's a void, there's an emptiness. What's the meaning of all this? Why am I here? It can feel very flat. It can feel very devoid of meaning. It can feel very existentially hollow. And maybe you've experienced this in your lifetime. Maybe you're experiencing this right now in your life. That without the experience of being loved, the beloved, the beloved, the belonging in love, that there's this like, there's this emptiness, there's this void, right? So this is a very existential core human relational soul expression that is totally healthy and totally valid and totally delicious and divine, even in its nature. Just that what has happened to this existential reckoning is that in our culture, we have become separated from that, from the essence of life itself, from the essence of soul, from this existential calling. And we've also become disconnected from the mystical realm that connects us to this spiritual yearning, as it were, right? So in a culture that doesn't have any context for this soul yearning, we can become quite lost in actually what this means. But because it's such a soul level, human level, spiritual level truth, that we ourselves can't become separate from it. But because there's no context within our culture with it, we can feel quite crazy at the lack of contextualization for this, right? So because of the lack of contextualization, then what happens is we become it becomes distorted. And when it becomes distorted, then we can enter into kind of frequencies and relationships and patterns of relating that are taking us away from really the essence of sacred union. So sacred union is what happens when we are unified with the divine, with the beloved of our soul. So the sacred union is a process that we go through in an internal way, and it's also a process that we go through in relationship. Sacred union is the unification of the masculine and feminine. Sacred union is the unification of our soul and our inner masculine. So the soul is inherently kind of like feminine, and the masculine is consciousness, right? So the soul is where we're kind of emanating love, and the masculine is where we're emanating consciousness, right? So sacred union is when love and consciousness come together. And so when we have love and consciousness coming together, then we have the conditions for sacred union. If consciousness is just hanging out and we don't have love, then we can have something that's quite like logos driven, or something that's quite head driven, or something that's quite like cut off from the head, kind of just like living in the head experience. And if we have something that's just eros driven or love driven, then we're kind of lost in feeling, and we're just kind of like having this experience, and it can be quite chaotic and swimming around and all of those things. So we need, in fact, the inner unification, the unification of love and consciousness to happen within us, so that we can really refine our vessel and create the conditions for this union of masculine and feminine within our own psyche, our own soul, our own expression. So we go through this process of kind of like awakening our inner feminine, coming into a relationship with our inner feminine, coming into relationship with how love wants to be expressed through us. And then we cultivate a consciousness that can be in service to that expression of love. Then we become really unified within ourselves, right? And once we're in this unification process, once we've fully have gone through this unification process where there's not any stopping of ourselves. Okay, example is like, oh my God, I really like that person, but I'm not going to say anything because I'm too shy. Or like, I really have this really deep desire or this really deep longing to do this thing, but I'm not going to do it because I don't think I could ever do it. And I don't think I'm ever going to be good at it. Right. So that would be an example. Like, and, you know, I feel like so many times in our life as women, we can hold ourselves back from our expression of love. And it's actually quite painful. We can actually deny ourselves the flow, the desire, what we long for, what we're feeling. Because somewhere like that inner masculine principle, that consciousness isn't totally in alignment with our feeling, our expression of love. Right? So the inner unification process is really kind of like when those two come into union and we are fully unified, meaning that we are just free in our expression. We're free to be, we're free to express. Free to feel, free to be imperfect, free to be wonderful, free to be amazing, free to fail, get it wrong, make a mess, be rejected, all of those things. We're just living life in its freedom, in its totality, because we are completely whole and connected and in full trust of ourselves and in full trust of what the magic that we carry on the inside, right?